Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you guys once again for joining the Nine Innings Podcast hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of Nine Eye Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to this channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP Live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. And the question of the day is, can we actually balance the budget? We're going to go through some things right now. We're going to give you the numbers behind the scenes. We're going to kind of give you what the Trump administration is kind of talking about and see if it's feasible. You don't want to miss this episode. Let's get it. So today we're tackling one of the biggest questions out there. Can we actually balance the federal budget? Well, let's start with the math. So let's break this down. The national deficit can be summed up by one simple formula. G minus T equals a surplus or a deficit. The G stands for government spending. The T stands for tax revenue. G includes Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, defense, interest, and everything else like roads, bridges, infrastructure, etc. The T includes income taxes, payroll taxes, corporate taxes, excise taxes, and of course, custom duties, aka tariffs. So where do we stand today? Here's our current situation, folks. The United States government spends $6.4 trillion a year, and it brings in $4.9 trillion in taxes. This leaves us with an annual deficit of roughly $1.5 trillion. Every year, we borrow that amount just to keep the lights on. Interest on the debt is approaching $1 trillion on its own. So that's the hole we are currently in. All right, let's get to the real reason why we're having this conversation. We are divided. The country's getting, people are angry. People are losing their jobs, possible recessions. Let's look beyond that for right now. Let's put our political divisiveness aside and let's look at the numbers and why they're saying the things they're saying. So what if Elon could find $2 trillion in cuts? Now, let's get creative, okay? Let's say Elon somehow comes up with the plan to cut $2 trillion out of the federal budget. That brings our spending down from $6.4 trillion to $4.4 trillion. If tax revenue stays the same at $4.9 trillion, now look at the numbers. Remember, $4.4 trillion in spending, $4.9 trillion in money coming in, we now have a $500 billion budget surplus. Boom, we are in the black. First surplus since 2001. That's where they're getting these numbers from. Now, I know it's a back of the envelope type of thing, and I know it's very, very simple, high level math. Very, very high level, very, very easy. Now, whether those cuts come from defense, entitlements, or somewhere else, that's a whole separate debate. But on paper, the math makes sense, but there's always a caveat. So let's get to the other side of the fence because we're talking about tax cuts. So let's add up the other side of the equation, the tax cuts. We're talking about eliminating taxes on tips, overtime, extending the Trump era TCJA, Tax Cut and Jobs Act. This has been estimated anywhere between $3 and $7 trillion or anything in between. So what I decided to do, I decided to take an average. It was $3.5 to $7.5 trillion. So we came up to $5.5 trillion over the next 10 years. These are big numbers, by the way. We're throwing around trillion like it's just nothing. But let's just say hypothetically, $5.5 trillion over the next 10 years or $550 billion a year in estimated additional spending that we should expect in our current environment. Now, instead of bringing in $4.9 trillion, we're now only bringing in $4.35 trillion per year. So let's go back to the math. We're spending $4.4 trillion. The revenue we're bringing in is $4.35 trillion. Now we're running a $50 billion deficit again. Again, small deficit, still a deficit. All right. So we're going to the next section here, which we're talking about the income. We just talked about the amount of income that's going to be lost in regards to the taxation. Now let's talk about the money that's going to be gained in regards to the tariffs, right? So I hear what you're saying, but hold on. Let's throw a twist in there. Let's say that the Trump administration implements a universal, just make it very simple, universal 20% tariff on all imports. That's estimated to generate roughly $300 billion a year in customs revenue, right? This counts towards that T. Remember, G minus T equals surplus or deficit. That counts towards the T, the revenue side of the equation. So now our revenue becomes, instead of 4.35 trillion, like I just mentioned, coming down, it's 4.35 plus 0.3. Remember, we're getting another $300 billion boost. So now our revenue is 4.65 trillion. Now we're back in a surplus. Guys, everything is working well, right? Remember, we have 4.65 trillion minus the 4.4 trillion. Now we have a $250 billion surplus. Remember, 4.65 is what's coming in the door. 4.4 is what's going out the door, because we right now we're currently spending 6.4 trillion. And if we can bring that down by two, which should be very simple, by the way, I kid, we have a $250 billion surplus. So here's the interesting thing. The tax cuts reduce T by $550 billion, right? Because we're giving the tax cuts. The tariffs increase it by $300 billion. So the net drop in revenue is only $250 billion. It is almost a wash. I know $250 billion doesn't seem like a wash, but it's almost a wash. And of course, tariffs come with many consequences, right? Higher prices, retaliation, inflation, all of which can affect growth. But we're just doing the math today. We're staying out of the politics, right? We're staying out of all the other stuff that's going to come with it. We're just talking about the expectation and the math. But now it's time for us to get real, right? It's time for us to get real, because what do we know? We know that Elon's come out and said, well, if we can get half of that, it's even better than, it's a better case scenario. We're pretty confident in getting half of the $2 trillion. So what if he only finds $1 trillion? Now let's bring that Elon factor back. If he only finds that $1 trillion in cuts, that's a huge, huge difference. 6.4 trillion minus the 1 trillion takes us to 5.4 trillion. Revenue is still roughly 4.65 trillion with the tariffs included. So now we have a $5.4 trillion government spend, $4.65 trillion in regards to revenues coming in. That's a $750 billion deficit. Again, better than the current original deficit of $1.5 trillion, yes. Balanced, not quite. And remember, this is with both massive tax cuts and massive tariffs. So understand this. Tax cuts take revenue from the federal government. Tariffs bring money into the federal government. But the question remains, like I mentioned previously, will the tariffs basically offset the tax cuts? And will those tariffs go into new pricing? Because if I get a tax cut of, say, $1, but all of my inputs outside of everything increases by, say, 50 cents, how effective is that tax cut in the aggregate? So is the tax cut and the tariffs basically washing each other away in the whole economic structure? Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to get into that political side of things. This is just math and money. So based on these numbers and based on him increasing the tariffs by universal 20%, and based on decreasing government spending by $1 trillion, just on math alone, they're saying they can cut the deficit in half in any given year, and the numbers justify that. So here are our final thoughts. It's all about the growth. So what have we learned? Cutting spending by $2 trillion can technically balance the budget. Technically, right? But if we pair that with tax cuts, the impact gets watered down. Adding tariffs can offset the losses, but comes with massive risk. And in the end, economic growth is the real wild card. If the economy booms, tax revenue increases, even at lower rates. If we stagnate or slide into a recession, everything we modeled today doesn't really matter. I want people to understand that this is high level we talked about today, because there's multiple factors economically. Yes, you can increase tariffs to bring in more revenue. What does that do to the consumer? Does that reduce spending because of the one-time inflationary impact? Does that reduce consumption because of higher prices? Do wages increase to offset those rising prices? Or does a recession ensue and everything just slows down to a crawl? These are the things we have to consider when we're talking about napkin math. I call it napkin math. Yes, 2 + 2 = 4. So all we got to do if we want to lower the 4 is decrease one of the 2. That's easy math. But the issue is when you're dealing with people and economics, 2 + 2 rarely ever equals 4. 2 + 2 could equal 6. 2 + 2 could equal 1. Because each one of those inputs has an input in itself that's directly impacted by any of the other inputs within that number. Think about it. Math is easy. Economics is hard. Thank you guys for listening to this 9 innings podcast. Like I always say, subscribe to the channel. Like I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. And follow us on all social media and Substack at 9icap or MLB to CFP. Thank you, guys. Today we talked about the Trump campaign and tax cuts, and can they balance the budget? Hey, it's all in the cards. The question is, will it get done? Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.